Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Hey, everybody. Another great day. Beautiful outside. Boy, we got to wake up appreciating every day. How lucky we are. Whatever good health we have, be thankful for, etc. Well, Thanksgiving's done, and I'm all turkeyed out. I don't know about you. But it was a good one. Very good one. Anyway, I'm going to open up the chat room now, see who's on, see who's doing what and where, and whatever. We'll see what's going to go on. I think we need to open it up with a little Lucy Arnaz, don't you? I think so.
I was at a dance when he caught my eye, standing all alone, looking sad and shy. We began to dance, swaying to and fro, and then I knew I'd never let him go. Blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Blame it on the bossa nova that he did so well. It all began with just one little dance, and then it ended up this big romance. Blame it on the bossa nova, that dance of love.
Now is it the moon?
Oh, no, the bossa nova. The bossa nova, yeah, the bossa nova, the dance of love. Now I'm glad to say I'm his bride to be, and we're gonna raise the family. And when our kids ask how it came about, I'm gonna say to them without a doubt, blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Blame it on that bossa nova that we did so.
Is it the moon?
No, no, the bossa nova. No, 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 it's
New York joke, George. I don't think everybody's going to get that one, but I do. It's very funny. Very timely. Oh, boy. And speaking of timely, it's that time of year again, and one of my favorite places. I love performing here, and it's just such a great historical place as well. Well, they're doing another fundraiser, and Rabbi Jill, who runs the place, so with a so a loving heart, there's another benefit going on, and it's unbelievable. It's Randy Levine Miller presents Broadway and Cabaret Salute at the Actors Temple, a musical celebration to benefit a historic landmark, and that's tonight at 6:45. Let me just tell you about it. It's going to come out. Best of Broadway is going to Cabaret is going to come out in support of Actors Temple, and the Actors Temple is established in 1917. Tonight at 6:45 p.m. And it's the third annual concert to take place at the Actors Temple, and that's at 339 West 47th Street. And this historic theater landmark has been struggling to survive in recent years, and the shows they put on there are amazing. Randy does a great job, and Ms. Levine does a great job. And, performers donating their time and talent include Douglas Cohen, Jamie DeRoy, Shana Farr, Tom Gablin, Jackie Hoffman. I love Jackie Hoffman. She's a hysterical Broadway actress. Paul Katz, Richard Kind, Alice Levine, Dana Lorge. Oh, I love her. She's what a character. Marilyn Michaels. Oh, you know her. Terrific impersonator. Great singer. Sydney Mayer, Jill O'Hara, Tony Roberts. Oh, he's terrific. He's terrific as well. And, I have a call coming in. All right, I'm going to get back to that because it might be a call I'm waiting for. So let's play something in between, another Lucy number. Here we go.
Johnny Angel.
Johnny Angel.
Johnny Angel. You're an angel to me.
Johnny Angel. How I love him. He's got something that I can't resist. But he doesn't even know that I exist. Johnny Angel, how I want him, how I tingle when he passes by. Every time he says hello, my heart begins to fly. The fellas call me up for a date, but I just sit and wait. I'd rather concentrate on Johnny Angel. Oh, I love him, and I pray that someday he loves me. And together we can see how lovely heaven will be. Thank you. other fellas call me up for a date, but I just sit and wait. I'd rather concentrate on Johnny Angel.
Oh,
I love him, and I pray that someday he'll love me, and together we will see how lovely heaven can be. And together we will see how lovely heaven will be.
That phone call earlier was from Marilyn Michaels, who'll be performing at Broadway and Cabaret Community Salute at the Actors Temple tonight. It's a little early, but for her, I got her at the last minute, and she sends her love out to everybody and encourages everyone to come tonight. Let me tell you some more people who are playing tonight. Let's see, Sydney Mayer, Jill O'Hara, Tony Roberts, Johnny Rogers, Tony Sheldon, KT Sullivan, Deborah Trinelli, and Sal Viviano, Paul Hamlin will be the musical director, and the producers, Randy Levine Miller, will host. According to Randy, it's part of the Sanctuary Ceiling Fell Down just after Yom Kippur 2011, and last year's fundraiser helped pay for those repairs. In the old days, the Actors Temple member Sophie Tucker would get the Schuberts to donate a theater, and she would produce an annual show, and the money raised would help pay for the temple's yearly expenses. And it's a really nice, inexpensive, if you're looking for a shul, there's a nice place to go. Very nice. Nice people there. Okay, let me give you more information because I promised I would. All tickets are tax deductible. The tickets are $125 for the concert only. $275 includes the VIP cast after party at Tony Di Napoli Restaurant, 147 West 43rd. And patron tickets are $1,000, which include two concert tickets, VIP cast after party, as well as a choice of dinner for two at a fine New York restaurant or a pair of tickets to Forbidden Broadway. Wow, awesome. All right, to get your tickets, go to www.theactorstemple.org, www.theactorstemple.org, where you can also find out more information. And George Bettinger, who's on the line in the Mom and Pop Shop every 4 p.m., at 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, he'll love this. Members of the legendary Actors Temple include Jack Benny, Milton Berle, Red Buttons, Eddie Cantor, Sophie Tucker, George Jessel, Al Jolson, Sandy Koufax, Jack E. Leonard, Joe E. Lewis, Tony Martin, the Ritz Brothers, Edward G. Robinson, William B. Williams, Shelley Winters, Henny Youngman, and many, many more, and including my buddy Bob Greenberg. Oh, thank you for posting that, the actorstemple.com. That's very nice. .org. TheActorsTemple.org. Get your tickets right away. There will be some available at the door. But you want to make sure you make a reservation. It's a terrific show. Not to be missed. Not to be missed. George Bettinger, how you doing, George? Oh, George Bettinger's got a CD out just in time for Christmas. I know we're a little ahead of ourselves, and I'll play one of his songs later. But go to CD Baby, George. Post where they can get your CD. A great Christmas gift, as well as mine, which is Color Me Crazy on CD Baby. So get both of ours. Give it as a double whammy. And if you want my Christmas CD, contact me on Nancy Lombardo Facebook. Isn't that fun? I think we need a little comedy now. My friend Bob Greenberg, he performs a lot at the Actors Temple, and I do his shows for his benefits as well. So let's hear a little Bob Greenberg comedy, shall we? I love that Bob.
Bob Greenberg, right here. Maureen.
And let's hear it for the band, folks. The band, you're doing a great job, fellas. Take five, it's all right. So I've been overeating. You know what scares me? Did you hear Swedish scientists, and it's hard to say Swedish, Swedish scientists have determined that when you overeat, you destroy brain cells. Now, I know I was fat. I know I was stupid. I've always been heavy, even as a kid. I remember one Halloween, I wanted to be a skeleton. Only skeletons don't come in husky. For me to go trick-or-treating, my grandmother had to sew my skeleton costume onto my white thermal underwear. So my friends and I, we go trick-or-treating, get to the first door, and the guy comes out to give us candy. Hey, it's Superman. Hey, it's Frankenstein. Hey, it's a fat boy in his underwear. Last Halloween, I didn't buy enough candy. Kids came to the door, I had nothing for them. So I gave them take out packs of sugar, which is candy in its purest form. When those ran out, I gave them take out packs of salt, pepper, soy sauce, duck sauce, hot mustard. I cleaned out that little shelf in my refrigerator. And did you know that 8 creamers make a glass of milk? You know that? Any married people out there? Any married people?
Yeah.
No, you admit it. Good, good, good. I met my wife for the first time at Macy's Santaland. She was an elf and I was a Santa. And things happen. Remember the first day I met her? I wanted to ask her out, but I got so tongue-tied and nervous I sounded like Lou Costello. Teresa, you want to go? Try it again. Teresa, how about a So finally comes Christmas Eve. It's the last day of Santa Land. It is a temporary job. I decided to go for broke. I walked right up to her and I said, Teresa, what a She said yes, and that was that. So that was easy. We have a 5-year-old daughter now, so that's nice. And you know what? I still do Santa Claus. Well, I don't do Santa Claus. That's kind of nice. I still play Santa Claus, not all year round. I'm not a nun or anything, you know, at Christmas time. And I worked this one gig on the Upper East Side. The woman who hired me asked me, just before I went out to meet the people, if I would be politically correct. And I said to her, politically correct Santa? I had to, I'm paying you. I want a politically correct Santa. I said, fine. I had no idea what to do. I just went out there. Merry Christmas. Then happy Hanukkah and joyous Kwanzaa. It's all the same to Santa. Hello, son. Have you been good? Not that it's bad to be bad. Good is good. Bad is good. It's all the same to Santa. Hello, girls. Ladies who are age challenged. You know who you are. Women, hear me roar. It's all the same to Santa. So I've done a lot of commercials, but you know the kind of commercials I like to watch? All those ones that come on late at night, you know, where the guy owns the store, he can't afford actors, so he does the commercial himself. Are we on? My name is Fat Roy. And I own and operate Fat Roy's muffler repair shop. Located on Avenue J and Nostrand Avenue in Brooklyn. If you come down to Fat Roy's muffler repair shop, this week and this week only, we are giving away genuine Ming vases. Now, meet the family. This is my wife, Eunice, and my son. Roy Jr. So, come on down to Fat Roy's. After all, this is our anal sale. Annual sale! So come on down. Wrap what up? I'm going to be a free sale. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Okay, before I leave, I'd like to do two impressions for you. Two impressions. First, here's my impression of John Candy in every film. And here's one of my personal favorites. Here is Jack Gleason doing Shakespeare.
All the seats are pretty good there. I'm doing double duty here. Betty Jo Tucker's in the house. The Actors Temple, as I was saying tonight, what a lineup of talent. Douglas Cohen, Jamie DeRoy, Shauna Farr, Tom Gamblin, Jackie Hoffman, Paul Katz, Richard Kind, great actor. Remember him from the new Carol Burnett show. Alice Levine, Dana Loge, great singer. Marilyn Michaels, you know her. Sidney Meier, Jill O'Hara, Tony Roberts, great actor. Remember him from all the Woody Allen films. Johnny Rogers, Tony Sheldon, K.T. Sullivan, Deborah Trinelli, and Sal Viviano. And that is at Randy Levine Miller Presents at the Actors Temple tonight at 6:45. Go to theactorstemple.org and pay online for your tickets, okay? Credit cards accepted, they're saying, or you can RSVP at 212-362-3616. Betty Jo Tucker, like Sophie Tucker, right, Betty Jo? And I've got to find you, Betty Jo, because I know you sent me what you have on tomorrow, and I am just multitasking like crazy. Tomorrow on Betty Jo Tucker at 4 p.m. on Movie Attic Headquarters. Tanya Frederick, an award-winning actress, environmentalist, has been named favorite female star on Movie Attic Headquarters by listeners who voted in an email election. How cool is that? In recognition of this honor, a special tribute for Tanya will be held November 27th. That's tomorrow at 4 p.m. And the honoree has agreed to be present for the festivals. She's starred in such films as Queen of the Lot, Hollywood Dreams, and Just 45 Minutes from Broadway. Okay, that's Blog Talk Radio, Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. Go to Movie Attic Headquarters, Tanya Frederick Tribute. Betty Jo, I got it all in. I can't believe you're listening by phone still. You got to tell Blog Talk Radio to fix that. That's always. And, of course, I got Cyanide all the way from outside of Amsterdam. Cyanide, what are you doing? It's kind of early for you. all right. Okay, who do we have? Cyanide in the house. We have some guests in the house. That's very nice. Again, Randy Levine Miller's presents the Actors Temple, a musical celebration to benefit a historic landmark. And I love that place. And you don't have to be Jewish to go. Let me just tell you, it's a great shul, and they do great things for the community. It's terrific. Right, George Bettinger? He agrees with me. And it's just a great, such a place of history, and they could use all the help. And Rabbi Jill, what a lovely, lovely human being, or mensch, as people might say. Very terrific. Okay. Let's see, what else can we do today? oh boy, they're in my chat room having a good time. Let's see, I know I care. Here we go. Here's something we all need, right?
Say good right and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo! What is it, Kylie? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
Well, Gracie, it's that time of year, dear.
Yes, George, I love the holidays. Let's sing Rudolph with all of our friends.
All right, Gracie, you start it off.
Thank you. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose.
And if you ever saw it, you see, you would even say it glows. Now, all of the other reindeer, you know, they used to laugh and call him names, you see. They never let poor Rudolph play in any reindeer games. Ooh, you dirty reindeer.
One foggy Christmas Eve, old Santa came to say...
Oh, yes, Rudolph, with your proboscis so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then all the the reindeer loved him. And they shouted out with glee, you know.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Wonderful, Gracie.
Thank you.
Now, here I want you to do your little solo.
Oh.
Everybody listen to Gracie. You ready, dear?
Yes. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, over fields we go, laughing all the way.
Terrific. Now, everybody sing. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you dirty rat, you would even say it glows.
Now, all of the other reindeer, they used to laugh and call them names.
They never, ever, ever let poor Rudolph play in any reindeer games.
Ah, yes, then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa Claus came to say,
Oh, is that your nose, Rudolph, or are you just happy to see me?
Now then, all the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, you know.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Oh, Gracie, that was wonderful. Now tell everyone good night.
I got to be careful. I have both phones together, and I picked up the wrong one, and I'm talking into it, and I'm like, oh, I realize that. Okay, I haven't had enough coffee, obviously, but if you want to hear what it sounds like when I have too much coffee and I'm doing comedy, here it comes.
She's been on HBO. She's been on SNL. She wrote and performed on The Colin Quinn Show. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to stage the fabulous Nancy Lombardo!
My coffee to perform here. I was like, high energy. That was great. You guys, you're the bravest people in the world. You're like, I give you a lap dance, but I think it's been done. It's so great. The whole breath thing. Oh, I'm ready for breath. Yay! I'm like, you know what? I don't think it's my girls. I don't think it's my breath. I think that this is the continental shelf. Because this is where everything I eat falls in the course of a day. Yay! And I don't think of these as breaths. I think of these as orbs of empowerment. Like, right, you're in a grocery store. Excuse me, sir, can you get me that? Excuse me, sir, can you? Time to break out the big guns. Excuse me, sir, can you get me that? Thing you got going on there. That's very nice, too. That's great. Okay, enough about you. Let's talk about me. Me! I'm an underage woman. Every time someone asks me, I take a new one. I'm a mother of two. Okay, one's my husband. Oh, I'm Puerto Rican and Italian, but I like to pretend I'm French because I'm crazy. You're going to be so impressed by this. I'm getting nothing. We French have a sense of humor. We have to wear French. How many Frenchmen does it take to screw in a light bulb? Who needs life? Telling a joke again. Never wanted to. God help it. I can't. I'm crazy. I'm Puerto Rican Italian. Was it easy growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City? Never knowing when at any given moment I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jerk. My mother was bilingual. She could speak two languages at the same time. Half the time growing up, I had no idea what she was saying. She just turned to me and started screaming, Listen! Mira, don't end up better! I don't understand what it's cut out. Someone is saying, so don't! She's a terrible cook, burnt everything. Now it's called Cajun. And she had these great mom cliches she used to give me her glitches. And she's got nothing listening to this glitches. It's going to save your life. Mia, the cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. It was kind of tough, but it's fun. You know, you gotta go. This Heidi outfit is just getting me over here. I'm just so feeling the hot chocolate right now. If you can turn the mirror around. But it's fun. Don't you like New York too? Yeah. It's great, right? You all from New York? Yeah. What's that? No, it's good. I love it here. It's like hysterical. I have a son. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I want to be there to answer all his little boy questions. So the other day, he goes to me, Mom, where do babies come from? So I look at his innocent eyes, and I want to be absolutely honest. I go, honey, babies come from Absolute Vodka. So with that in mind, I thought I had to be a better mom. So I went and I did a little research. And I found this little-known Irish reproduction ballad that really explains it all, so pay attention, Heidi. Okay, go ahead. There was a young sperm from the land of testes near the Isle of Scrotum. Like a million other lads swam around in boredom. A searching for that special lass who lay in a foreign land. Instead of to be wasted by the stroking of a hand. In a great excitement, it rise, all the sperm swam upstream. But one special lad, he swam the fastest in search of his chromosome dream. She had only one X, an X, and a Y to make a dream come true. So in he plunged the cervix, yeah, and up the uterus, too, up the uterus. The river rose, and he could tell that she was in the moon. A journey she did undertake down the fallopian tube. Many hats surrounded her, but only one would get in. So in he plunged with a manly grin, in he plunged with a manly grin. That is how we all begin, that is how we begin. When I was a little girl and lived in New York City, my Spanish grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films, made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. But I always knew who the villainess in the film was because she was that skinny little woman all dressed in black. Her hair? Always in a bun. She'd always be standing at the top of a long, winding staircase, in her hand, a mysterious box. At the bottom of the staircase would always be a beautiful young woman who'd say something like, Hola, ¿dónde está mi esposo? And on the top of the stairs would go, Tu esposo está aquí. She'd open the box, inside of it a man's head. Ayúdame, ayúdame. The head would follow the box, bounce, and it said, boom, land on the woman's feet, and go, and that was every film I saw over and over again. It's true. Are you guys dating? It's hard dating. You know, my friend Cynthia, you don't know what it's like. There's only two kinds of men you can meet. Those that come into your life, break your heart, walk all over you, and those not willing to make that commitment. She got so crazy, went on one of these things called speed dating. Have you heard of that? It's where you go to a bar to meet a whole bunch of men in a short amount of time. In the 90s, we called that co-core. You're laughing far too much at that joke. It's true. It's hard. It's crazy. You know why Miss on Drugs lies is? Wasn't she great on drugs?
Oh, yeah.
She was the happiest I ever knew her to be. You know, she's like... And then she went into rehab, and it was just like... So I really missed that about her, and it's a good thing. All right. I'm going to leave you with one thing. Mental illness doesn't run in my family, but it does hop, skip, and jump a lot. Thank you very much, you all.
Give her a round of applause. Sounds good.
know, this next act coming to the stage, they are a sensational sketch group, and they have headlined at just about every sketch festival in the country. They've played in D.C., they've headlined in Seattle, Toronto. In Toronto, they actually won Best of the Fest, and they were invited by the Second City to perform on the Second City's main stage in Toronto. So tonight you can see them on this historic stage at the Duplex. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage the marvelous Drop Six!
Yeah.
About there. Okay. Yes, I am so funny. That's what I sound like, speeding. Iona is listening. She just can't sign in. Oh, Iona Trailer. Okay. is listening. She just can't sign. That's the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Facebook Mom and Pop on Facebook. You can listen to them at 106hotmix.com. Today at 4 p.m. Tomorrow, 4 p.m., it's Betty Jo Tucker and Movie Attic Headquarters. Always a fun time with Betty Jo. Betty Jo Tucker always has a terrific guest on her show. Worth checking out. Tomorrow it's going to be Tanya Frederick. So check her out tomorrow at 4 p.m. and they're going to announce the winner, I guess. All right. Terrific. We got to keep it moving here with everything going on. And we'll see what else is doing. What is doing? Okay. I know. Here's another thing. Here we go.
Hello, I'm Irina, and I'm Lubo, and we have formed a kitchen band because we can support the garage. Look at us for us. So, we are going to play our favorite song right now. Hey, lady, count me down. And the one, and the two, and the one, two, three, go. Thank you.
that was fun, wasn't it? Oh, yeah, it's great. Wow, I can't believe all the famous people performing at the Actors Temple. That's going to be terrific. Oh, also, if you're listening, I think he's not in the chat room, but my friend and great musician, Larry Stevens. Go check out Larry Stevens' website, larrystevens.com, I believe. He's not in the chat room, so I don't know. But if he figures out how to get in the chat room, he can post it. Okay, who else am I going to talk about? Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Always an awesome show, and Facebook friend her, and also she's got great, great reviews on every movie written. She's got so many sites, I don't know where to begin. Betty Jo, just post them. Coffee 77, welcome to the show. Glad to have you here. George Bettinger, Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Check out my friend on Hot 6. It's Hot Mix. It's so much alliteration, George. Hotmix106.com. Check out George Bettinger and the lovely Lizette. And they're just a terrific couple, and their son joins in the act. It's all wonderful. And you can go to www.bettyjo.com. Betty Jo, I love that you're out there, you're writing books, you're working the switchboards and doing your radio show and watching movies. Oh, Betty Jo, I saw Life of Pi. Oh, my bejesus, it's amazing. Let me know what you think. I'd be interested to know. People are going to love it or hate it. I think that's going to be one of those movies, but it's so layered. It's just terrific. So check that out. Gail Parento in the house. Love Gail Parento. Best publicist in all of New York City. If you have a book to promote or if you're an actor looking to further enhance your career, check out ParentoGuidance.com. Also join her Facebook page. She's terrific, but only if you're serious because she's a pro. She's not one of those just doing it by night. She promotes only celebrities, so check her out. Terrific. Who else is in the house? Cyanide, all the way from Amsterdam. Terrific, terrific. And everybody, we're having some fun here, moving right along. Oh, boy. So much going on, so much going on. And let's hear a little Jessica DeFino.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. I want to be famous. I want to be famous. I live alone in a small apartment. I've got no money and I've got no job. I'm a real nice girl with a good personality. And I can cook and I have a kitchen. By now I should be a star. I can even sort of play guitar. But I'm not rich, I'm poor and lonely. I live alone in a small apartment. I watch TV most every evening and cry myself to sleep. I don't know what to do with my life, but I really, 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 really want to be famous. Really, 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 really want to be famous. Really, 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 really want to be so. I'm going to kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Maybe I won't be a star, but I'll at least be famous. 2, 3, it's not that hard. All I gotta do is find someone, maybe a CEO, or maybe someone like the guy who runs something, like the country or whatever. I don't know where to get a weapon. I really don't even know how to use one, but I'm smart and I can figure it out. And then I am gonna really, really be famous. I read in a magazine it's really important. I hope my mom is proud of me when she sees me on TV. Gonna kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Come on, everyone, let's clap. Kill somebody important. I'm gonna kill somebody important with a gun. Kill somebody important with a knife. Kill somebody important with my mind. I'm gonna kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Okay, good, stop clapping. Kill somebody important. Maybe I won't be a star, but I'll at least be famous. I'll at least be famous. I'll at least be famous. I can't wait.
Very, very fun. Very, very fun. Love that. Gotta love all the talented people I have on my show. It's really nice. It's a terrific thing. So many great people that give me permission to use their music, and it's so fun. I don't mind it at all, promoting everybody. We have a lot of people. Coffee 77, Who are you? I'm not sure. I'm not sure who you are. But it's been a great Thanksgiving, wasn't it? I tell you, I would sneak enough to get that turkey out of the fridge without anybody knowing. Very, very sneaky of me, I think. but we have a lot of fun here, and that's what's important. Right, everybody? Coffee 77 is not sure who they are most days anyway. Okay, everybody's a jokester. How about Jackie Martling? Jackie the Joke Man Martling.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, what's this? Sorry, not that one. I got to skip that one out of there. Oh, boy. So we're having some fun here. And what else do we have up here? I love this one. George Bentinger, I love this one. Here it comes.
Hey, Carly, you imbecile. What took you so long?
Coffee, coffee, coffee.
Oh, it's a coffee fit. Hey, there's a place. George Bettinger's mom and pop shop. Come on, kid. I'll get you a cup of coffee. Can I help you, fellas?
Oh, coffee, quick.
Oh, I don't believe it. Los tres chiflados.
Hey, mister, get my friend a cup of coffee, quick. Okay, sure. Would you like a regular? No, Kenya. Kenya? No, no. Make it Sumatra. I got you under my skin. Not Sinatra, you idiot. Sumatra. We just have plain old coffee. What? No kosher coffee? You know, a glatte latte. Yuck, yuck, yuck. How about a slappuccino? Thanks, Mo. I needed that. Anytime, biped.
Oy, que bruto.
Hiya, Tuts.
Who you calling Tuts, Q-Ball?
Take it easy, little girl. Whenever he has coffee, he gets a little bit excited. Yeah, let's dance. Doble hano, una jatecita, macarena. Bop doody, bop doody, bop doody, bena. Yuck, 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 yuck.
Oh, yeah, you order and a bag of chips, chubby. Yo, Jorge, thanks for the chuckles.
Minnie, wait a minute. Are you paying for these, or is this going to be another Tuesday deal?
Aight, Georgie, I'm buying.
Oh, it's Minnie the Moocher. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
That's it, homie.
Let's get out of here, kid.
Hey, you're listening to Nancy Lombardo, and this is Comedy Concepts. You're not listening to Nancy Lombardo's Comedy Concepts. Ho, 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 ho. Forget about it.
Just in time, Steve, before the close of the show. Steve Mendoza's show on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, terrific. Just in time to hear yourself. That's right, Steve. Just in time.
I'm gonna meet ya, one way.
90 seconds. I'm not giving into your 90 seconds, lady. Does anybody else hear that English lady announce I have 90 seconds? Well, I'm going over just by one song. That's all. I want to thank Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, Blog Talk Radio. Tomorrow, that's Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gail Parento, best publicist in all of New York City. George Bettinger, the Mom and Pop Shop. Hotmix106.com or Facebook them at the Mom and Pop Shop. Steve Mendoza Show. Steve, you've got to promote faster on your show. Who am I with? My friend in all the way in almost Amsterdam, Cyanide. Thank you. Yeah, I love you, dude. All right. Thanks for joining in. I hope I got everybody down. Steve, pimp your show more. Pimp your show. Post it. I'm going to play one more song. Love you, everybody. And now we got the holidays coming up, and you know what that means. I can drag out my holiday comedy. Yahoo! All right, you guys. Thanks for tuning in.
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacker. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old. He's slow. I can beat him to the door jam. Oh, yeah. L.A.'s a jammed-up situation. I have enough faults I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that canary food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time. All those big black and white labels. There's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other, since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.
Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, George Bettinger, for hanging out at the end. 4 p.m. today, George Bettinger. Go listen for a lot of fun and good times. Thank you. Goodbye.